Oh, we're hanging out on a Friday, having some fun. It's going to be a sunny, warm weekend, and we're just getting it started right here. And I forgot to play this last hour because there's no Julia today. We have...
It's Brittany Witch.
Oh, yeah! What?
Brittany in for Julia. Mm-hmm. Were you here yesterday, too?
I was.
How'd that go?
We only played it like once because Holly did what you were doing last week, and that was multiple jobs.
I know, well... Holly's a busy one, too, yes.
Yeah, no, she came back. You got to look at her pictures of the place that she went on vacation.
Oh, I saw on Instagram. Stands. That looks, like, amazing.
It was like, we were just blown away at these things. I was like, that is such a adventurous vacation.
And where's that, New Mexico?
New Mexico.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Is that where they race, like, you know, they send the White Sands?
That's Utah, I think, where they race the cars.
Right.
The flats.
Yeah.
Like the dune buggy stuff.
You're right. And they try to set speed records and stuff.
Yeah, this is not that. This is the newest national park in the United States of America.
Mm. Neat.
And as long as it's 4 o'clock, we did travel yesterday at 4. Here's a little travel thing for you if you are planning on camping or renting an RV sooner rather than later. For reservations must be made for Memorial, 4th of July, and Labor Day is starting now.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just not good at that stuff. I see, like, things will come in the mail, like, that say, like, hey, if you have a kid, you have to register for them for summer camps right now. And I'm like, how is somebody that put together? How are you guys that put together? Make summer plans now?
Well, if you want to do it, you know, and you want to make sure that you get your spot. And they said already for Memorial Day, stuff was like tightening up. And of course, if you can always go, you know, like on a during the week, you know. But anyway, that was just the gal who was, I think it was the Today Show. She was just like, yeah, it's amazing how stuff is booking up because Americans are planning on taking to the road again. Maybe people really discovered that they liked camping. I mean, that's all we did when we were kids was my parents had a camper that they pulled that popped up. And that's how we spent the summer.
Yeah.
If you want to go to the Boundary Waters, you know, they open that up like in January, February, and a lot of dates are already taken for entry points that, you know, are attractive. So, and I know, like, the Minnesota camping website, you know, I want to say, like, they book it like 3-4 months out or something. Mm-hmm. And people, you know, they look at the dates and they're like, okay, if I want to go August 2nd, I better subtract 3 months. And they get on it that day and get stuff done. I mean, it's pretty popular.
My dad was having a fit because he goes to Talladega to watch the races.
Mm-hmm.
And he likes that racetrack because that's the most crashes in NASCAR at Talladega.
Like some action.
And he was just like having a fit because his regular campground is closed for some kind of repair or whatever. And now he's scrambling for where is he going to put his Road Warrior? Because my dad's got this big RV that you drive the motorcycles
road
up in the
warrior.
Back. Yeah.
I mean.
He's like, I got to get a campground reservation, you know? And I mean,
And things are filling up already.
Well, that's because it's NASCAR and a lot of people will camp and RV and stuff for that. But yeah, it's a real, and people are dealing with vaccine FOMO.
Oh, I know. That's a big one.
I'm not having any FOMO because it's still at 65 plus here. And I'm so happy that the elders in my life have been vaccinated. And, you know, I'm going to be able to go to Duluth and see my dad.
I know. So I'm got
excited.
Vaccinated.
I have no FOMO.
I got vaccinated. The place I volunteer at is a retirement home. And they had extras and they reached out to all their volunteers and all their family members. So I actually last week was the first time I got to bring my dogs back into there and I was bawling. I was bawling in my mask because they were crying. I was crying because I went there for 2 years, every other week over in Eden Prairie and they were so happy and it's funny though because you don't really know. Even though I've been vaccinated and it's kind of one of those things where it's scary to tell people because you don't know how they're going to react, you don't know.
Everyone should be happy for everyone who's been able to get one, however they get one. I guess I don't like it if it's going to be, you know, like, you know, rich people are cutting the line because of donations or something politically.
But I
know several people who have gotten the vaccine because of where they volunteer,
yeah,
or they know a nurse or a doctor or something. They, hey, at the end of the day, if you can be here,
well,
we might,
I mean,
have,
the first,
don't throw it away.
I know. The first thing I asked, of course, when they told me about it was, can I give it to, you know, my mom or my, you know, my stepdad, or, you know, I've got, you know, family members, you know, who I would love to give it to. And they're like, this does not work like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like a thing you can switch or trade out. So once you figure that out, and plus somebody, I was talking to a friend of mine and he goes, wouldn't it be terrible, though, if you did have to pick the person? Like, Brittany, like, how wild would that be? And I was like, you're right. And so,
this is your reward for doing good work.
No, it was my... well, then I don't know. There's definitely... It's a weird feeling, because I feel when people say... Exactly. And I'm by no means somebody with, you know, this wealth or skipped any weird lines. But
you volunteer and that, I mean, that's the right way. I mean, to me, that seems like a logical thing that places like that would do, because we don't want to throw them away.
Yeah. It's still weird, because even saying it, you know, I found myself just now being like, should I say it? Should I not? And then I'm like, well, it's Lori. I'll just tell her.
Yeah.
We're the only ones listening.
Right? No, I'm delighted for you. Thank so happy.
Yeah, it seems
that's very exciting.
Well, it's just cool to be back in there. And so I'm gonna look into some other things. And there are other states that are doing something really cool. I can't find it in Minnesota yet, but other states, if you volunteer at the vaccination place, they'll give you it at the end of the day. And so I think Minnesota's got to get on that.
Yeah,
I think
kidding.
That would be really cool, because they do have them, a lot of them at the end of the day, that where they just have an abundance, and then they reach out to people after,
right,
because they
no,
only last a certain amount of time.
Do it.
But yeah.
That's what I say. By the way, also, if you need to take a look, you've looked at Elizabeth Taylor's jewelry on the
LoJ
page.
Beautiful.
You can also take a look at... the Milan Fashion Week is going on as we speak. It's happening. And Gigi Hadid walked in her first red carpet since she had her baby. She walked for Versace. So that's posted. She's got red hair. Her sister is walking. And anyway.
It's weird to think about what are going to be the fashion trends, right? Like,
we're going to have Sarah Rogers on next Friday, and we're going to find out. I think people are going to be ready to, you know,
put on,
dress up and, like, put on fun stuff and get out of the shapeless.
I think we're going to have stuff that's a little, like, we're going to have to ease into it. You can't go full-on trouser, like, fit. I think they're going to have some loose-fitting stuff, right?
Well, everyone makes adjustments every day for their waist. It's been my experience. That's right. Many people have multiple sizes in their closet, right?
But I just mean, like, we've talked about this with bras. We've talked about this with, like, I'm so used to having comfortable stuff. I don't know if I can wear an uncomfortable outfit for over 3 hours now.
Yeah, well.
I'm spoiled now.
Yeah, we kind of are. Gotten very comfortable. Like
heels,
my sister says, I don't know how I'm going to go back to high heels.
Yeah, I don't think I can. I mean, maybe a legit wedge, but heels? No, I don't think. I don't know.
We can. The day we can't do a wedge is the day that, you know.
Put me to pasture.
That's a real sad thought, Brittany, if we can't. Even a little wedge, you know what I mean?
Totally.
I gave up on spike high heels, you know.
I got a couple pair that I still pull out once in a while, and I look like a drunken deer on ice, because I just can't. I can't. You know, that's muscle memory. I just don't have anymore.
Yeah, I know. All right, listen, it is time, Brittany, for your random thoughts when we come back.
You know, I saw this story the other day. Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if...
And now, Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is.
All right.
All right.
We're ready.
Are you ready for random thoughts?
Random.
That's good.
Okay. So everybody's been kind of trying to work on that dual income during this quarantine. And the celebs, they're just like us. They're just like us. And they also want some dual incomes. They've been really honing in on alcohol.
Oh.
So I thought, and Rocco, join in if you know who it is or whatever. I'm going to say the alcohol, the brand name.
Okay.
And you guys try to tell me the celebrity.
Okay. Oh, good.
Here's one that's really recent. It's kind of initiated all this. 818 Tequila.
818.
Kendall
that's
Jenner.
That's in Miami, right?
Kendall Jenner. Okay. Kendall Jenner.
It's A1A.
It's California.
Okay, gotcha. I was thinking A1A from the Vanilla Ice song. Beachfront Avenue.
Okay, how about this? Avaline.
That's Carmen or Cameron Diaz.
You're so good at this. You're scary.
It's 2-0.
Yeah. Well, I don't know why I remember crap like this, but this is why you want me in your Trivial Pursuit team.
You would be in the cash cab with me. Cinco tequila. It's like Cinco, but then they add an R-O. Cinco tequila. I'll give you a clue. Basketball.
It's a basketball
person. Cinco.
Jeez, Rocco, I don't know this one.
Dwayne Wade.
Michael Jordan.
Really? Cinco.
And how about this one? 19 Crimes Cali Blend, a red wine.
19 Crimes.
Jeez. He's also known for using other substances. Any saying with Katy Perry about California girls?
Oh, Snoop.
Snoop Dogg! Oh, yeah. Here's one. This one's really interesting. You probably know the backstory on this, but Miraval, Rosé.
That's Brad Pitt and Angelina. They're together. Yes.
Wow.
This is their chateau in France.
Yeah, so they still co-own this Rosé. You think that one of them would sell out, but that does so well.
They're still not divorced. Brad is the one slow walking this divorce.
Isn't that
That's
wild?
Why she just sold that painting so she can pay herself some child support. No, I don't know, but they do still own this property, and they decided, I believe, in their one of their financial things that they're going to keep Miraval, that is going to be something for their kids.
Yeah, well, makes sense because they're releasing a bottle that is a $390 rosé.
Yeah. So, the Miraval is, I think, like a $30 bottle of champagne or rosé. It's really good, and it's a beautiful bottle.
This one kind of threw me off. Hampton Water.
Hampton.
Oh, let's see. Is this a Real Housewife?
No. It's like the opposite. Shot to the heart.
And Bon Jovi?
Yes. Hampton Water?
Hampton Water?
Yeah,
and what is it? It's water?
It's rosé because Hampton, you know, they're all about the rosé all day. Here's one. This will be in both your guys' wheelhouses. Heaven's Door Whiskey.
What's the past tense? I have drank that.
Yeah.
That's Bob Dylan.
Oh,
good job.
Is it good? I actually didn't mind it.
Yeah.
Smoky, I was given it as a gift.
Caramely. How do you describe
it? Yeah, give
it
some.
You know, it was whiskey-ish. I don't, you know. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't Julia's peanut butter whiskey or whatever she likes.
Right.
But it was good. My sister gave it to me for Christmas because she knew I liked Bob Dylan.
Yeah, fun.
And I had low expectations for it, and I thought it was pretty good.
All right.
That's good. I mean, that's amazing to hear it's good. I actually looked up some of the reviews on this, but then I just went in a rabbit hole. I didn't even know. I'll do one last one and we'll move on. Villa One. It's tequila.
Villa One.
Give us a
Pitbull.
It's very boy band. Some would say they went in a specific direction.
Oh, One Direction?
It's Nick Jonas.
Oh.
Wait, is he One Direction?
No.
No, he's not. He's Jonas Brothers.
You know, that's good.
That's what I do. Yeah, there you go. Well, then that would be if you would have gotten it with that tip. Okay.
We're going to hear from him later in New Music Friday.
Yeah, maybe he'll tell us some secrets. He drank some of his Villa One.
Mm-hmm. And what's a Villa One? A wine or a tequila?
It's tequila. I think what I notice is big.
It's a terrible name for tequila.
Terrible. Villa One Tequila. I have trouble saying it because you do the L's are different for E. I know.
Nobody's making any gin.
That's true.
No, Ryan Reynolds has Aviation.
Okay.
That's his gin company.
I noticed a lot of rosés and a lot of tequilas. And I was pretty proud of that whiskey one for Bob Dylan. I said, good job, Bob Dylan, going a little bit rogue. Okay, this was kind of we were talking about off air a little bit about the idea of, you know, when diseases come in and what happened after, you know, and then the roaring 20s. And I thought this was kind of cool. Two infectious diseases have been successfully wiped out, smallpox and rinderpest. And there's been the last case of rinderpest was in 2001.
What is rinderpest? What do we also know it as? Ringworm or something?
It's actually a disease found in cattle, and it's quite similar to measles.
Oh.
But The last form of smallpox we'd ever seen was in 1975. It wasn't that long ago. I mean, all in all, if you think mm-hmm. about it. So it's kind of cool to think the idea of a disease completely gone.
What if someone had told us last year we'd have a whole, like, a year and a half of this? I couldn't have stood knowing that.
I know. That's my big question. I love, and that's a good, like, I think a personality test. Ask somebody if last year, 2020 March, if they would have wanted to know that this was going to last a whole year, or if they was better to know it in small, like, month to month to month.
That's what I voted. That's,
yeah, I couldn't have. Rocco, would you have wanted to know that this was going to be a whole year?
We certainly would have acted differently.
Could you have handled knowing that it was going to last a whole year? Are you somebody who's like a big planner? You'd want to know.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
He's practical. He's a man. They like to know these things. That would have sent me into a tailspin.
Yeah, I'm with you, Lori. I needed to know small chunks at a time.
And I was gone this week. We're basically on the 1 year anniversary of things kind of shutting down.
Yeah,
right?
It was like the 12th or something.
Yeah, a buddy
like
of mine
that.
Sent me mm-hmm. a, you know, like a memory. Like, remember mm-hmm. we did this was like the last thing we did.
Yeah, this Julia and I were in Vegas this weekend going to see Bruno Mars at his like fifth night at the MGM.
I mean, at least
the park, I guess, is where he was at, the Monte Carlo Park.
At least as far as, like, things go, I think mine was the Super Bowl was the last party. Yours is at least Vegas. Like, yours is cool. My party was...
And my husband was, like, going, I don't know, there's this virus. And I said, I got my hand sanitizer.
Casey, you know? I got this.
And, you know, that was it. We didn't... And then when I came home, he's like, yeah, you need to cancel Mexico and everything else. And I'm like, what? But
you're like, this month they will. But next month I'm back on.
God they were able to come up with the vaccine.
I know, we're so close, and we're like, it's just nice to look back. We've done it before, we're gonna do it again, and we're gonna get back.
We can get through this.
Yeah, of course we are.
Left. Yeah, we're gonna do it. And we're gonna have our own version of the Roaring Twenties.
Yeah, we are, girl.
All right, listen, we'll be back with New Music Friday. Leave the Door Open, Silk Sonic.
I mean, that's a romantic song.
Yeah, yeah. Is that the only song that's out yet?
Yeah, that's the only one that's out. I think that this is the only clunker in the group. Okay. And it is, you know, Justin Bieber has an album coming out March 19th. This is called Hold On. It's another one of his I'll Be There to Save You anthems. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I thought Holy was really good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't, and there's a very cinematic video that goes along, but let's take a listen. I think this is the clunker of the group, but it's called Hold On. I need you to hold. Fans didn't buy it because it's sitting behind Shaggy and Sweet Caroline on iTunes top 10.
It's not great. And, you know, Holy was good.
That was a good song.
People loved Yummy, too. And my nephew, who's 7, I did not like it. My nephew, who's seven, makes us all listen to it. And it feels like not a song you should be, like, listening in a group. Like, hey, you got that yummy? And I'm always like, why do you love this so much?
Yeah, I know. Well, I think it's just the yum. It's such a simplistic song about sex.
I know.
And so you don't tell the kid that.
I know. Well, yeah, he's just like, isn't it great, Auntie? Yeah, I'm like, oh, whatever. Let's go.
I mean, it's just okay.
I agree with you. I'm not a big fan. And you and I both like Justin Bieber, so we're definitely not hating.
Okay, so this is Zara Larsson, and this is, I think she's from Sweden, but this is from her third studio album, which I guess people have been waiting for. It's been like 4 years since her last album. So this is called Need Someone by Zara Larsson. Yeah, so she's Swedish.
That's cruising.
Zara.
That's cruising music.
Yeah, that's kind of a good bop.
Yeah, I like that. I could definitely listen to that while driving in here.
You listen to your own to Drake's song from Scary Hours 2.
Is it kind of naughty?
Well, it's from his album that people have really been excited about called Certified Lover Boy. Mm-hmm. And he released a 3-pack of new songs. What's Next, Wants and Needs with Little Baby, and Lemon Pepper Freestyle with Rick Ross. But I knew Rocco was just back. I didn't know what kind of words, language.
Yeah.
So I just thought, okay, people can
at home work.
Listen on your own. Okay, then you can also listen on your own. I overruled this song, Luke Bryan, Drink a Little Whiskey Down for a country song. I really like the best song we played last weekend was Drunk and I Don't Want to Go Home with by Al King and Miranda Lambert. That's your country song. It was okay. Drink a little whiskey down, but I didn't think it should get a spotlight.
And you're right. All three Drake songs say explicit on Spotify.
Yes, yeah. So I just was like, that's going to be too much work. Now, this song, I'm really going to be curious about. This is from America's Got Talent winner Grace VanderWaal.
Okay, yeah.
And she has reintroduced herself at 17. She's got a very punky look, very bass-driven sound, kind of a modern Annie Lennox is how Entertainment Tonight described it. But the song is called Don't Assume What You Don't Know. Let's take a listen.
Love.
Isn't it good?
Oh, I love. I got goosebumps.
It's so good. The whole song is good. Rocco did have to get a clean version of this, but I think they've got a good clean version out for radio anyway.
That one's a banger. One's fun.
It is. Don't assume what you don't know. So she's, that's really, really a good song. At least that was my favorite one of all of this.
I'm like writing this down all excited. I probably should remember we're still on air. I'm like doing something else.
All right.
That was my favorite. I loved her whisper and that drop. Yeah,
so good. And then Nick Jonas sang this song last week. We listened to Spaceman, which I don't know, Rocco. I think we were just like, but he sang that song on SNL last week. And then this was his second song he sang. And that just released This Is Heaven, Nick Jonas. Spaceman. It's got a more.
I agree. I think
vibe.
I want something more though from him. There's something where he's. I think holds back.
Last Jonas Brothers album was so good.
I know. It almost feels like this is meant to be more background music, doesn't it?
He described this as all love letters to Priyanka.
Oh. And I feel like I want my love letters to be a little more spicy. Come on.
That's right.
Come on, owner of Vila Tequila or whatever.
There was another song that came out, and I just, again, you're going to have to listen to it on your own, not because it's explicit, but it just was too melodic for me. It's called Till Forever Falls Apart, and it's Ash and Phineas, and Phineas is all capital letters, Billie Eilish's brother.
Yeah.
He's collaborating with Ash, who I don't know who she is, but she's got a pretty voice. But anyway, so I wanted to save a spot for Harmar Superstar.
A
new album out. Chris Riemenschneider had a great story about him in the paper. I'm going to have to get a hold of Sean and see if he can come on the show. But the album is called Roseville. I listened to a few different songs, but we went with, for the spotlight today, his song called Hit and Run.
I've seen him in concerts quite a bit, and I saw him at the Turf Club, and it was just, he's just...
Joyful
and theatrical. Wild on stage.
He's good. And I remember seeing him in his early days when he would come on stage with a disc man.
Yeah.
Hit play and then, play in his underwear. He's evolved and it's I watched his Christmas show that streamed. So he's fun and I'm glad for music from him.
It's
I like
bubblegummy and I mean he's just fun and crazy.
It got a
I
good
love
review
it.
From Chris Riemenschneider. He's it's a great story, but I was like, let's see. I listened to a few and I was like, I really like this Hit and Run. It was a very kind of a joyous rock song.
Do you remember his song Tall Boy at all? Because he wrote that for Britney Spears and she turned it down.
Really?
Yeah. Interesting.
You'll have to check that one out. Deep cut.
Yeah. Can't you play for us?
I'm looking for it right now.
Right. Sometimes the deep cuts are not right there on YouTube.
Right here, I think.
Totally.
Right.
Yeah. Well, when she gets back in the studio.
Oh, yeah.
I was gone for a few days. I'll have to check her Instagram. Was there any more clues?
Nothing. No more clues. Her boyfriend, Sam, turned 27, so she's feeling better about that.
Yeah.
Because she's 11 years older than he is. Yeah. So he's 27. I heard Colleen and Bradley, they think that that's a publationship. I don't know that they think there's any relationship that's not real.
That's true. They've been quite jaded.
Yeah, they've been together for like such a long time.
I mean, at this point, it would be a lot of work.
Right.
To keep that up. I would say.
Yeah. Now, does he kind of like Brittany a little bit because of her money? Well, maybe.
I mean,
makes people fonder of
you.
Maybe you should be fond. You know, it's not a bad thing. They say that like a bad thing.
I know. It's like, you know. I'm not going to deny that makes you a little cuter.
Yeah, but at this point, he wouldn't still be blinded by her wallet anymore.
I'm going to be really honest. With how often, I mean, he lives there during the quarantine. If it is for the money, he has earned his paycheck. Right. Is all I'm going to say to that. Right. Like,
I know. All right, listen, that's our new music segment. When we come back, we are going to do a little Hollywood speak.
So, what are you trying to say?
Hollywood speaking.
What is the meaning of this?
What is the meaning of this? Let's start with this, Holly. I mean, not Holly, Brittany. Queen Elizabeth gets two new corgis and decides to tell us that she's got new corgis. She gets two new corgi puppies amid Prince Philip's ongoing health issues. And I'm like,
okay, so this is wild because nothing distracts me more than puppies. And this didn't even work this time. What's wild is she's done interviews in the past. So a good friend of mine, Lori, told me about this. But she's done interviews in the past saying she will not get another puppy because she doesn't want to outlive her dogs.
That's right.
And this was the interview I found was not that long ago. I think it was, 5 years ago. 2018. And so to her to switch it up that quickly, Avi were saying, look over here. Look over here. Look how good we are. Yeah, we're not so
bully,
bad.
That Meghan is a bully storyline isn't working. Let's do so. The queen got two new corgis.
I know. And she's claiming their gifts. And there's a lot of stories that go along with it. But yeah.
Straight from Charles.
Yeah. Yeah. You think that wasn't planned? You're right. This is amateur hour over there. I mean, they're like if I was running their press. It's rough.
It is rough. Let's see. Here's what Meghan Markle's co-star, Patrick Adams from Suits, he had this to say. He had several things to say on Twitter, but he tweeted last night, "It's obscene," in capital letters, "that the royal family, whose newest member is currently growing inside of her," capital letters, "is promoting and amplifying accusations of bullying against a woman who herself was basically forced to flee the UK in order to protect her own mental health."
I think shots fired. Yeah. I think everybody's going to be going to date. And I think that this is going to be the ego check that they probably need to at all evolve into the next, 10 years, because the way they were running things, it wasn't sustainable anyways. So
this is what Gayle King had to say.
Ooh, tell me what Gayle said.
Because I thought I better watch CBS this morning. They've had been doing all these little teases.
Yeah.
And she, of course, Gayle is best friends with Oprah.
Bestie.
Bestie. I still remember their funny camping show that they did when they went camping.
Yeah, I know. I have like vivid memories of that. Clips of them together. We don't have enough of those anymore.
We don't. But here's what she said on CBS this morning. They showed the clip of Oprah and Meghan, and she said this. She told Tony, her co-anchor, "I think by the time the interview is over, people will have a very clear understanding about what went into their thought process about leaving the royal family." And then she said, "Then people can make up their own minds, because vilified is the word for what's happened to Harry and Meghan in particular."
Ooh.
Vilified is a very
strong word. We're going to get some stuff in this interview.
Oh, yeah.
I have to eat my words. I said we were going to get nothing out of this interview. I said I wasn't even interested in this. This was weeks ago.
Oh,
okay, I was a different person back then. And I was closed-minded. I thought, they're not going to tell us anything. And now I'm like, Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
We are going to get the dirt we've been dying for.
Well, what anyone could see between maybe the lines, but then you don't really think about it, you know, because we're like so, you know, like well, I think there's this expectation, and I hope they talk about this. You know, she's an actress and you know, and a woman of you know, she was in her late 30s. She knew what she was getting into. I don't think anyone knows what they're getting into marrying into the royal family. We see that on The Crown.
Well, the fact, there's that.
We saw it on The Real Housewives of London, how snotty they were.
Absolutely.
To the Americans.
Ladies of London. I think you're so right. I think the glimpse that we had, that last clip that we had of her saying she couldn't even talk to Oprah without people, like, and not even like having an interview. She couldn't even actually have a talk about possibly having an interview with Oprah without other people being there.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't think that they would be that strict.
Oh, yeah. Nothing.
And so you're right. Like, the expectation going in, I would think, okay.
We don't have any idea.
We don't have any idea.
Where we have ideas is when we've watched movies.
I know.
Or The Crown gave us a little idea and we're like, whoa, they are really.
And, you know, we'd always, with The Crown, you're like, okay, well, how true is this, you know, and how accurate? We're finding out pretty dang-a-ling accurate. Scary.
Okay, Gen Z tried to cancel Eminem yesterday, but the millennials pushed back.
Finally.
How do you feel about that?
You know what? I am terrified of Gen Z. They are organized. They are creative. And they took away my side part. So I'm very scared of Gen Z. So I won't speak on them except, you know, Eminem, if you take him, not even out of context, if you take him in his, you know, some of his art that he's done, it's terrifying. And if they don't see the whole, that's the problem, is we get some of these snapshots. I think that they are right to call things out. They've actually done us a lot of good to be like, hey, this celeb, I mean, I think a lot of this, you know, framing Britney stuff is because of the idea of being like, this wasn't great. The way that they see the world is a way that I would like to also look at it, be more accountable. But again, I won't speak negatively of them. I'm terrified of them.
For you.
I know. I'm more scared of them than the royal family, the firm.
Okay. Jamie Spears said he'd love to see Britney Spears get out of her conservatorship. Here's the exact quote that he said. He would love nothing more than to see Britney not need it. Whether or not it ends depends on Britney. If she wants to end her conservatorship, she can file a petition. Jamie is not saying he's the father of the year. He doesn't always see eye to eye, but he believes every single decision he has made has been in her best interest.
You know what? I'm going to say this. I think he believes that.
Yeah, okay.
I think he honestly believes that. I think that there's a lot of dysfunction there. And I think for the things he's done, you almost have to drink your own Kool-Aid.
Yeah, all right. That's very good, Brittany.
It's exhausting. I'm always sweaty during Hollywood speak. I'm not good at this at all.
You are. That is really good.
No, I'm terrible at it. I'm terrible at being really judgmental really quickly.
Well, I mean, he might have studied, you know, he might have sampled a paragraph from the Conservatorship Gaslighting Handbook.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I think that's true. And I think, I mean, obviously, she wants to get out. She hopefully will get out. I mean, but I think that, like we said, I think he actually does think he's doing the right thing.
Yeah, yeah, you're right about that. And Paris Hilton said she was brought to tears after reading Sarah Silverman's apology for mocking her at a 2007 award show.
She deserves that. Deserves in a good way. Yeah. She deserves that redemption. I watched her talk about this on her YouTube channel, and you know what? She deserves that, like, hey, we weren't good to you and we're sorry.
Yeah,
and like, I'm glad that she's accepting that apology.
Very good. All right, Rocco, we are ready to go to the happy